The former chief executive of the biotechnology firm ImClone Systems pleaded guilty today to insider trading, obstruction of justice, perjury, and bank fraud. Samuel Waxall is the second person to plead guilty in connection with the ImClone insider trading scandal. His plea could make it easier for prosecutors to build a case against the domestic diva Martha Stewart, NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports.
Scientist, entrepreneur, art collector, and bon vivant, 55-year-old Samuel Waxall cleared his throat and stepped up to the scrum of cameras and microphones outside the federal courthouse in Lower Manhattan this morning.
This has been a difficult time and a sad time for me, my family, and my friends. I've made some terrible mistakes, and I deeply regret what has happened. I was wrong.
Waxall had just emerged from a hearing where he pleaded guilty to 6 criminal counts, all this without a plea deal with prosecutors.
I think the obvious conclusion is that he thought the government's case was quite strong. It appeared fairly strong even before the guilty plea.
Jill Fish is a professor at the Fordham Law School in New York City.
And I assume that he's hoping for leniency in sentencing and also perhaps hoping the government won't charge his father and his daughter.
Waxall's insider trading occurred late last year as ImClone shareholders were waiting to hear if the Food and Drug Administration would speedily approve ImClone's one and only product, a promising colon cancer drug called Erbitux. As it happened, the FDA threw out the results of ImClone's clinical trials and ordered the company back to the drawing board. Waxall learned of this decision a few days before other shareholders, and during that time, December 26, 27, and 28 last year, the government alleges, he tipped off his father and daughter, who sold millions of dollars of ImClone shares. In his plea today, Waxall admitted to causing the sale of shares by a person widely believed to be his father, but didn't admit to conspiring with his father to commit fraud, nor did he admit to conspiring with his daughter. Waxall's plea today may or may not protect his family, says Jill Fish, but one thing's for sure, it won't do anything to help his friend, Martha Stewart.
It's one more piece of the puzzle. The broker's assistant is the first step. The broker's assistant saying that he communicated with Martha Stewart, that she had knowledge of Waxall's trading, and Waxall's guilty plea now acknowledging that his trading or efforts to trade were on the basis of inside information.
Stewart, who had the same broker at Merrill Lynch as Sam Waxall, sold nearly 4,000 ImClone shares before the FDA's decision became public. She says her broker sold because she had previously told him to do so. Her broker's assistant, Douglas Faniel, who is now cooperating with federal authorities, says Stewart sold in response to a tip from the broker that the Waxalls were selling.
Now the only issue is how much did Martha Stewart know and when did she know it?
In court today, federal prosecutors gave no sign that Waxall's guilty plea would soften their hearts. Quite the opposite. They disclosed that they were investigating 2 additional cases of trading by Waxall intimates involving ImClone shares worth more than $30 million, and that more charges against Waxall may be forthcoming. Waxall's future is not the only casualty of this trading scheme. As he admitted today, his troubles have also hurt the company's cancer drug.
Focus has been taken away from Erbitux, an important drug that I believe will be approved to help treat the millions of cancer patients who are waiting for it.
Did you tip off Martha Stewart? Did you tip her off?
Getting the focus back to Erbitux won't be easy, as that exchange illustrated, even though Waxall is no longer ImClone's CEO. Samuel Waxall remains free on bail. He'll be sentenced in January. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.